yesterday there was a question about the pandakas. What is the meaning of asita pandaka, usuya pandaka, and so forth. So I checked the commentaries, samanta pasadika. So now according to the definitions given there, asita pandaka is one who is a male person, okay, a male who likes to take the genitals of others, and if the others emit him, the semen comes in the face, of this male pandaka, that is when his sexual desire subsides. He gets satisfaction by that.
So just by taking
the genital of male genitals,
taking other male's genitals.
Yeah, other male genitals, and sucking them, and if she sees that the semen, they can smear the face with semen, so that is the satisfaction they get. And that is why the sexual desire subsides. So that's asita pandaka.
So there emission of semen can happen at the sight of other...
Yes, when the other person emits, the other male emits, they like to smear the semen in the face.
And they have to smear their own semen in the face? Or other semen?
The other person's semen in the face, and they get satisfaction with that.
And they get satisfaction with that?
Yeah.
Okay, with other people emits, and they smear the semen on their own face, and they get satisfaction.
Yes, like you see, what he does is actually homosexual. Correct?
Oh, yes.
Because homosexuals are actually attracted to same sex. Same sex attraction. Now, he's a male, attracted to males. So he likes to get the male organ of another person. So into his mouth. And into his mouth.
Okay.
Yes. And till the other person emits. And he likes to smear his face with the semen of another person.
So he himself is one who receives oral sex? Oral sex?
Yeah, he's oral sex.
Okay.
He makes the oral sex.
He receives the oral sex?
Oh, whatever.
Okay. 张老师昨天给大家讲那个后门，然后呢就是张老师会查一下那个普段音。 然后后面，然后我就说张先生，赶紧回答一下吧。然后后面，然后我就说这种方面到底什么意思？然后张先生第一首那个射不进回答，射不进那个回答，他是指那个接受同性口交的人，就比如说接受同性口交是这样的，比方说他把别人的阴茎释放到自己嘴里了，然后那个别人射精之后，他把别人的那个阴茎戳到自己脸上，然后从头获得那个性快感的，这种称为那个射不进回答。
So you tell them this is a kind of homosexual. Uh, John, 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 this is a kind of homosexual. Uh, John,
张老师，第二种那个嫉妒和难发，那个他是指那种那个。So the others are having homosexual sex or heterosexual,
whatever sex,
whatever sex. Okay. 他说那个第二种嫉妒和难发是指看着其他人发生性行为，然后自己获得性满足的人，这种称为嫉妒和难发。
So then, another is called upakamika. Upakamika pandaika is whose genitals have been, you see, have been castrated.
Castrated. Okay. That is all. His own
genitals. Yes, castrated.
Okay. 他说第三种那个攻击判断，他是指已经被阉割的人。
So then, who is the next? Let's see. Upakamika. Pakapandaga. Pakapandaga, all right. One becomes a pandaga only during the dark fortnight, dark side.
I think half time pandaga. Yes, yes, but Pakapandaka is the last type, is the fifth type.
According to this, as called Samanta Pasadika, the word is slightly different. Yes, because it, Samanta Pasadika is Pakapandaka first.
Okay, then
I have to. Punjaka Pandaka.
Okay, okay, then I have to adjust my order.
Okay, let's. Okay, I translate according to Tangamitran. Let's translate Napunjaka Pandaka.
Okay.
Yeah, Pakapandaka, Napunjaka. We can. Kangavitran is first Napunjaka Pandaka, after Pakapandaka. We can. Napunjaka Pandaka, okay. Let the order.
Okay, for the. Samanta Pasadika, the last type is Opakamika.
It is Asita. Usuya, uh-huh. Akangaveter and all the same. Opakamita up to Pakamika, everything correct according to Kangaveta. After Kangaveter, he keeps first Napunsaka Pandaka and after Pakapandaka. But it is the order different.
But Bhante, just now you explained why kind of Pandaka whose own sexual organ has been castrated.
It's Opakamika.
Opakamika?
Yeah.
Opakamika.
Kangaveter also has Opakamika, number three.
So what is the literal meaning of Opakamika?
Opakamika is who is castrated. He has been, you see, it says that Yasa Opakamena Bijjani Apanitani has been done by, what's called, by manipulation, by handling.
Uh-huh.
Manipulation has been his bijas, especially bijas means
semen?
Testicles.
Testicle, okay.
Testicles have been removed.
Okay, okay. So
it's called this gastration. Gastration is to remove the testicles.
Okay. So
by effort. By effort means by artificial effort means by manipulation.
Okay. So Bhante, then what is the meaning of napunsaka?
Yes. Okay. We'll explain.
No,
the order is different. Okay.
No.
I explain Pakapandaka.
No.
Number four according to Kanga Vitarani is napunsaka.
So, Bhante, I think there is something wrong with the translation of the order. So, therefore, I want to check each literal meaning of the word.
Okay, let's see.
There's something wrong with the translation, I think.
Pandaga.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It is a pandaga, okay?
Okay.
Number one is Asita.
Asita.
Number two is Usuya.
Usuya.
Number three it is Opakamika.
Opakamika, okay.
Okay. Now it is up to number three, everything is okay.
Okay.
Samanta Pasadika and Kangavetarani agree. But
okay.
Next, Napunsaka it is number four according to Kangavetarani, but according to Samanta Pasadika is number five.
Yes, yes.
Okay. This is the thing.
But before
so then, if you like, I can explain first Napunsaka Pandaka and after tell you Pakapandaka.
No, just a moment. Can I use this application? A moment. So let's see. Opakamika, no?
Opakamika is by effort. Opakamika is effort. By effort.
By effort.
It means, it's called, removed by effort. By effort means by manipulation, by handling.
Yes.
It is called castration.
Yes, but translated this word is attacking.
Attack?
Attack. So that's why I got confused. What is the word attack?
No, not attack.
Yes, so what about the meaning of the first word, Napunsaka?
Napunsaka is, yes, he has been removed, his genitals have been removed by, he has been born without genitals.
Oh, he's born without genitals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Let me see. Napunsaka, let me see. Pakavan, Napunsaka. Abhavaku. Padisanti and Eva. Abhavaku Pano. Abhavaku.
Okay,
abhavaku.
Okay.
Then this
I can understand. Okay, then there's no problem because there's a wrong translation of attacking something, which I cannot.
It is by effort, manipulation.
Okay.
但是注意他这个地方那个讲的他这个地方还有攻击可能啊这个地方他这个攻击并不是指这个人会不会攻击什么其他人而是他的器官被人给他的器官被别人给阉割的意思所以
就是第就是第三者的攻击判断，判那个攻击犯有点问题，那个攻击并不是指这个人被攻击别人，而是指他的自己性器官被别人给那个阉割了，比如说这种称之为攻击判断。我给我们解释第三种。好，下面上OK, but then can you now explain the pump sack panic that me just I can just explain as the one who is born without any sexual
Yeah, without gender.
Okay. 他说那个第四种那个非男判断犯，也就是无性判断犯，他是指那种生来就没有那个性别人，就生来就没有性器官的人。Okay. So the only
so this right now, according to this commentaries, mm-hmm. it is the asita pandeka usuya pandeka. Number one, number two mm-hmm. can be ordained.
Can be ordained.
Ordained, mm-hmm. but the other three mm-hmm. can't be ordained. I, excuse me, Pakapandaka, I did not explain that. Pakapandaka, number three it is, let me see, Pakapandaka it is, who is half, let me see, half time pandaka. Uh-huh. That's called, it is during the dark fortnight, dark side of the moon,
okay.
that he gets actually sexual desire. And he tries to have sexual intercourse with males. Okay, that is homosexual.
Okay.
What's called during the dark side of the moon.
Okay.
And not during the waxing moon, which is bright fortnight.
So during the bright fortnight, what happened to him? He has no sexual...
Yes, his desire subsides.
His desire subsides?
Subsides.
Okay. And also the other way around?
It does not say it is actually only on the dark side of the moon. It's okay. Dark side, it's called, on the waning side of it. It's a Kalapaka.
But it didn't say vice versa?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
然后那个张
老师那个普段言里边解释那个半圆盘的话，它是专门指那种在那个下弦月的时候，有同性恋倾向。就是说希望跟那个其他人，跟其他同性性交。然后在上弦月的时候，那个没有这种性欲的人。这种人称为那个半月盘的人。
Now, telling that the two first, mm-hmm. number one, number two, can be ordained according to the commentaries.
Mm-hmm.
But the other three can't be ordained.
张老师根据著书那个前两种，就是那个摄不净盘单和那个嫉妒盘单，可以被那个剃度，但是后三种是不可以。Can be ordained means can get pabaja also. Both pabaja and both sample.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say? 攻击判断是被阉割的同性恋还是被阉割的正常性倾向的男人？
So he's asking the third kind of opakamka. Is this a castrated normal man or a castrated homosexual? He's asking. So before, so he's asking that before this person is castrated, is he a normal male person or he's already a homosexual? Like that.
Yes, can be normal person can be also, because uh-huh. now usually these castrated people are used in the palaces, uh-huh. the palace in harems now.
Oh, yes.
Which they are males, but because they have to go to the harem of the king,
uh-huh.
where there are many women.
Uh-huh.
So if they are male, they might have sex on the goose with a king's woman.
Yes.
In order to prevent that, they take males and castrate them.
Okay.
And then after they get castrated, they have no sexual desire for a woman.
Okay.
That's called. But that does not mean they are still not prone to have sexual desire of men. To get because they can still they desire sexual desire does not go.
Okay.
They want to have some sexual desire satisfaction.
Okay.
So then. That is why actually can be normal males who have been castrated just to serve in the harems. Or for other purposes also. I don't know, for other purposes they castrate the castrated people,
okay.
human beings.
Okay. 他说那个可以是同性恋也可以是普通人。他说这种人通常是在古代是被用到后宫里边做太监用的。他说但是也不一定只限于这个用途。他说但是他什么其他用途他就不知道了。
那人妖也是。
不是人妖也是人妖，怎么说？
什么意思啊？还有没知道那点？
所以 he's telling that in Thailand there is a particular kind of performer actor without any gender, because they have also been castrated. So they use this kind of a castrated actor to attract the tourists, because their body has some sexual characteristic of a female, well, they have a male body. So this is also considered as this kind of carnival. Is it true in Thailand?
Oh, I don't understand what they say. They have a sexual characteristic of what?
Because in Thailand there is a tradition that to castrate.
Okay, yeah, the last word I'm going to follow, the last words. They have special, it's called sexual characteristics or what?
They have a special characteristic, so that...
What's characteristics?
Means their voice will become woman-like, like that. And about this, they have a human body, and their face will also become more dedicated, something like that.
A female-like?
Yes.
They are called...
transvestite.
This can be achieved sometimes by surgery.
Surgery, yes.
By surgery, they achieve this. Doctors, so the hormones, no? Mm-hmm. Change of the hormones.
Uh-huh.
They change the hormones.
Okay.
So, this is again manipulated. But whether they belong to the castrated is, I don't know, because actually now castration means the way they do it is actually they bind a ring on the top of the testicles of the man.
Uh-huh.
That ring becomes tight, it's like a rubber like that.
Uh-huh.
So then it, only the testicles hang down.
Uh-huh.
That's called, between the penis and the testicle, they put a rubber thing like that.
Uh-huh.
So that rubber ties the skin, ultimately, as called, these testicles become dysfunctional.
Uh-huh.
There is no flow of sperms, as called, to be emitted from penis. So then, they become paralyzed.
Okay.
The whole testicles become paralyzed.
So this is what has been done in Europe, European style of castration.
That is one kind of castration. Other castration, they just remove the testicles completely. I don't know.
In China,
they remove the testicles by surgery, I don't know how.
Direct.
So, therefore, different castration, therefore, but anyway, these testicles, actually, the place where the sperms get produced,
uh-huh.
is no production of sperm, he can't emit, he can't have desires go off, especially for the opposite sex.
So
that's
the critical point is that the testicles must be dysfunctional completely.
Yes, dysfunction.
The testicles.
But here it is, according to the Samanda Parasatika, the testicles have been removed.
Removed.
Apanita, it means completely removed.
So
that is, this can be done also by surgeon.
Okay.
Another thing is called, after they get paralyzed,
uh-huh.
paralyzed and so forth, they cut it.
Uh-huh.
Because there is no pain.
Okay.
So that is one way how the person does not die. If they cut completely, the person might die.
Yes, exactly.
So therefore, it has to be done gradually.
Uh-huh.
And they usually tie a rubber
uh-huh.
between penis and the testicles, uh-huh. and the testicles hang down.
Uh-huh.
So then the rubber becomes tight, and so what? They become only no blood flow.
Okay.
They stop the blood flow.
Okay.
And then becomes completely paralyzed. And sometimes the testicles fall by themselves.
Okay.
Because no blood flow.
Okay. So this kind of procedure has been done in India or Europe?
It is done, but I'm telling you one way how it is done. I don't know how it is done in other places, other countries.
Because I want to know the source of this kind of...
Yes,
I'm
guessing if you type in Wikipedia castration,
uh-huh.
you can find the information how it is done from different parts of the world.
Okay.
Now, this is... Animals also get castrated like that.
Okay.
Animals, they castrate ox,
okay.
who they use it for bullying.
Uh-huh.
They want to have very strengthful bulls
uh-huh.
to bull carts uh-huh. and so forth. Now, they call it. If these bulls, they all have sexual desire,
uh-huh.
they can't concentrate on the task. Uh-huh. They concentrate where the females are.
Okay.
They try to attack females all the time. So then castrate them. Nearly
mm-hmm.
men, they have no desire of females. They can concentrate only on the job they do.
Okay.
So they become more robust, more
uh-huh.
powerful as well.
Uh-huh.
So these are for bulls.
Uh-huh.
They do the same way, they put a ring. Around testicles. And I mean the testicles after 1 month, 2 months, they drop down. they lose the discourse.
Okay, so here the critical point that whether this kind of person is a pendekar or not is that whether their test deposit has been completely removed or not.
Yes, it is a dysfunctional. That is the main thing.
Okay.
They become dysfunctional.
Okay.张老师，他不让你们，人要就是说，具体或者跟我说什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么什么 高玩马达之后，它可能进一步给你切下来，这样会比较安全，因为如果说一开始你切高玩的话，这个这个这个手术可能会造成大出血，然后这种尾部玩这人对牛，比方说你要让那个牛就是说专注于让它干活，对牛可能这样做这种严格，但是不管怎么说，就是高玩那个或者说高玩比这个除掉，或者让高玩失去那个功能才可以。
他说因为你说人要话，你可能通过这种其他手段，比方说注射一种激素，可以注射雌激素，那说不定也能让它变得更有效。我但是这个是不算的。哦，对。你看，我想问你，半月份的话，半月份的话是一半月，一半月是激素性，另一半是。对，一半分。这种人是最激素的。
不可以。
那么半月反而可以提出，如果这个它这个同性期，是不是？
那他跟基础，他是另外一半月是属于社会性，属于基础，那这种，那我就可能有点，就是同样同性恋啊，
同样同性恋，他整个月都是同性恋，他可以提出。那这个半月呢，他只有半个月，他反而更提。
So he's asking that. According to the explanation of Samantha Pasadika, the first type, acid pandaka, is also homosexual. But and this kind of homosexual person is actually a sexual deviant throughout their life, actually, I mean, in the whole month. But the last kind of paka pandaka, they're only sexually deviant during half time of the month. So why he's asking why the both are homosexual, but the first type can be ordained, but the last type cannot be ordained. He's asking
the last type it is that actually they desire is very strong. If it comes, you know, the half the half moon is what comes very strong. They go and ask. They ask what we have a story. The origin story was one person like that. They insist. They ask call. They become very ask call aggressive.
Okay.
Aggressive. So and we had in the origin story one person who has been ordained as a monk. He will go to the samaneras and ask, come, maybe sex on the guru with me and so forth. They become and they asking ask call for to have sex on the guru. That samaneras will can be annual or annual usually or like that whatever and so forth sex on the guru. So then, because someone else refused, Alimani, he went to the elephant and horse trainers, as called, and they make sexual intercourse with him.
Animals, you mean?
No, trainers.
Trainers, okay.
Elephant and horse trainers.
Okay. Trainers.
And they committed sexual intercourse with him.
Okay.
So, and this is how the Buddha came to know, so he prohibited such people to get ordained.
Okay.
That is the first time we have the story about the Pandaka. Now, from this story, we understand that this person was attracted aggressively towards how it's called males.
Uh-huh.
Okay, from then we understand he's homosexual, and his desire is aggressive. So, while Asita Pandaka, he is not aggressive as such. So, therefore, now the commentary tells that he can be ordained, but how far can be accepted or not, that is all disputable. Disputable means. Even if we have Asita Pandaka who goes and asks from other monks to have sexual intercourse in Janyadat, gets and sucks the animals, the genitals of other monks, that is also a dangerous person.
Sucks, okay.
Sucks,
okay.
Sucks the genitals,
okay.
No?
Okay.
He wants to suck the genitals of other people.
Okay.
So in order to see, to get the emission from other hands of God, to smear his face with a sin.
Okay.
So therefore now, how the commentary tells why this should be allowed, we understand on the ground that he is not so aggressive as the other, the Pakapandaka, or the others.
他说这个地方呢，他说这个地方说第，你记得他那个第第第第一种那个，他是受苦教的，他是受苦教的，而且呢，他说这个就是说，他是受苦教的，但是呢，他是性欲非常强烈，就是说他的那个像谁一样说，他性欲很强，说他会主动去找人，比方说他当时那个牧师吧，他是找上门来，就来在那儿，在那儿做点那个通信作业，上门来就给他给拒绝了，拒绝以后他就找那个，而且像师父新马师，他在咱们地区做这个，然后那个信仰是新马师同意的，然后他没做这个，然后这个佛陀后来就知道有事，知道有事就说就那个他那个他就说就是那个像像像这种半夜他看到他们行为非常扭曲，就是说他们会主动去找人要去做爱，那是谁这种不能让他去做，他说但是他说但是这一种人，其实偶尔也有主动会要那个就是说，比方说他们可能会主动去要求，比方说去舔一下别人身上的器官，那这种性行为
So, we'll go next, no? To the I told you to read about Sikasa Jiva Samapano. Now these explanations are also in the Vinaya notes. According to the English version, it is page, let me see, eleven. That is table 17, something like that. Before. Table 17.
大家可以看那个《一惑度陀》里边第三十页到十第二章，就是得到比库的，得到诸比库增上进行与学术共同生活这个地方。而大家这个地方，大家也可以也可以那个关这个词句的解释，巴黎语词句解释，大家也可以参照那个戒律考试大纲。然后戒律考试大纲是中文版的那个《不漏一之一不净法》。 那个地方就是巴蒂摩卡中词汇解释，然后他那个对于第一条巴那个巴拉巴拉巴拉巴拉吉的每一个那个词，他都这个解释，大家可以对照看一下。
So now, you might remember that we are trying not to, what's called as in the Vinaya notes, we try to explain each word of the first Parajikaru.
Okay.
Now we explain what Piku is. And so forth. And now we're going Sikasa Jiva Samapano, which undertook a person who is a bhikkhu who already undertook the training and the life, mode of life of bhikkhus. Okay, that is, he undertook the training of the Patimokkha, Adisila, the Adisila training. That's called, and he leads the life of bhikkhus. Now, such a person, if he has not rejected, means he has not renounced the training, apachakaya, apachakaya. So, and he commits sexual intercourse, he falls into parajika. But if he has already renounced the training, he does not fall into parajika. Now we are trying to explain now what is to renounce the training, what is not to renounce the training.
Okay. So we haven't gone to the point of Dubalya and Arikato.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Apacheka. Sikana apacheka.
Okay.
We translate Pikuna Sikasa Jiva Samapono Sikana Pachaka. We want to
okay.
explain this now.
Okay.
Here, this according to English, it is Sikana Pachaka. Alright? Now here, look, here, Sikana Pachaka. But actually the explanation of Sikana Pachaka is here, this side.
Uh-huh.
It's called, they put this effort of sex on the goose comes later. Okay?
Okay.
This comes here, how to give up the training, to renounce the training.
Okay. Okay.
That is table 90.
Okay.
Okay, table 9 is the explanation of Sikana Pachaka.
Okay.
Excuse me, also table 18 also, no?
Okay.
Table 18.
不仅是表示九，还有表示八，就是如法舍戒六个必要条件。
Now, this explanation how a monk if he renounces the training, he doesn't want parajika. If he wants to commit, for example, before committing any sexual intercourse, a monk, a bhikkhu who has already high ordination, before committing sexual intercourse, so if he renounces the training, and then in the proper way, allowable way, so after he goes and commits sexual intercourse, he is not parajika. But if he has not renounced the training, and he commits intercourse, then he falls parajika. Therefore, we have to find this distinction. Alright?
We can explain that.
Alright, now here, let me see what is this. Kangavatin explains. You see, in your notes, it also says that there are citta, keta, kalapa, yoga, bhukkala, vijana. So, in order to renounce the training, if a monk wants to renounce the training, he has to fulfill five conditions. Alright? And then if you see the Vinaya notes, they are given there. Or six conditions. Okay, sorry.
Six conditions.
That a citta must be there. If you see table 18, okay, a citta should be there. This means intention should be there. That he wants to give up the training.
Yes.
This intention should be sincere. So it should not be done for a joke or just for by joke or like for play in a playful way, like a word play, not a word play. So it should be a sincere mind. That is, you can see table 18, no? Get them to look at it. So then, and then is the keta. It is the object. The object of what he wants to renounce, to reject. It is the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, and there is a list. We explain in table 19 all the objects which a monk can use in order to reject the training. That is the keta. This is the field. Field is also sometimes keta is field, but the field of objects he takes in order to reject 要求的training。
张老师，这个地方的那个第二个就是那个我这地方写那个接里头张老师翻译成立出那个 kita， 然后那 kita 如果直译话是甜的意思，甜。然后他这个地方甜是指那个对象的意思，就是说你舍弃什么样的对象，才能表示你舍弃。然后这地方可以这个对象可以是那个佛可以是法可以是僧，然后也可以是其他对象。然后这个具体可以哪一点，那个可以大家可以参照那个表示去。
So and then number three is time, color. It should be when he uses the verbs, he should use present tense verbs. I reject, I give up. Not future, not past. That is the time. It is a tense, the verbal tense. That is means time.
这张老师写的那个第三条十，就是表达舍弃时必须使用现在时态。就是说你比如说你舍弃佛，你比如说我现在舍弃佛，而不是我过去或者将来舍弃佛。
And Payoga number four, it is the way he makes the effort by speech or by gestures, by bodily movements. He should do it only by speech, not by physical gesture. Or by writing and other means of communication. The only communication he has to use it is words.
Okay. 张老师刚刚说这个前行，前行还是指表达方式。他说这个表达方式必须是口头表达，也不可以用书面语言表达，也不可以用肢体语言表达，也不可以用除了口头以外的其他任何方式来表达，必须用口头表达才可以。
So number five, it is a buggala. It is a person who listens to these words. So he becomes a witness, and then he should not be, as called, he should be a person who understands he is not mad, insane, and so forth. He is a normal human being who is capable to understand. And you should be present, not in behind a curtain, behind a wall.
Okay.
Should be face to face.
Okay. 张老师这个舍弃见证者，他必须是个人类，然后他不能那个他必须有能力理解这个舍弃的这个表达，然后他不能是那种发疯的人，然后他也必须当面在场，他不可以在一个躲在一个窗帘后面，也不可以躲在一个墙后面。He said this witness must be the teacher or any other person who is able to understand.
Any person?
Females?
No, any person. Small children only, but it will be grown small children. The number six is Vijnana. That's called the witness, the person should understand clearly that the bhikkhu has given up training, okay? Manhood. So then, that is why actually the understanding must be the also.
然后就张老师讲那个了知，就是指这个见证舍弃人，他必须清楚的理解，清楚的了知，这个bhikkhu已经舍弃了。
So then, now some, that's called, persons or witnesses, they may understand, but they tell, no, it is not good for you to give up training. So they all try to advise. And by that they think that attention, they can change the attention of that person. But it's too late. Because they already understood. Therefore, for that there is no excuse that the training has not been renounced. So then, even if the witness tells, I can't accept that you should give up the training. You should not tell this to me. I understand what you are telling, but you should not tell this to me because it's a very difficult thing for me to accept.
Okay.
I can't accept these things as what. It is, these things do not change the position of the Atman. He already renounced. Therefore, do not disqualify the intention of the Atman. Therefore, it is too late to tell him like that.
张老师就比方说这个，这些见证舍利的人，他比方说听了这个话，他就说，那你说这东西我绝对不接受，然后你说这种话就根本不应该告诉我。
So now regarding the Ketta, Ketta it is the Ganga Vidari gives about, not Ganga Vidari, actually in the, it comes from the Sutta Vipaka. The Prajika rule, but the Buddha gives how many ways? 14, no?
14 about.
Twenty-two ways, something like that. The Ketta. So then, in temple 19, there are all things already explained. What's called, I don't want to repeat. They can read themselves how I give up the Buddha, I renounce the Buddha. I reject, actually Pachakan is reject. I reject the Buddha, I reject the Dhamma. So then it should be present tense, he should tell the other person, I reject the Buddha. So then, and the other person understands what means I reject the Buddha. Some person do not understand. Now the witness might understand, what do you mean I reject the Buddha? So therefore now, his Upasambhata is not rejected. If the other person doesn't understand. Okay?
张老师说那个舍戒这些表达方式都已经列在那个表示里边了，他大家可以自己看，大家不一一给大家解释。他说这个舍弃就是说这个舍戒这个见证人，他一定要理解什么叫舍弃，舍弃什么意思，他必须知道，就是这个叫舍弃，就是说那个，就是舍戒方式的意思。如果他不理解的话，那这个舍戒也不成立。
So in the same way applies with Dhamma Pachaka. Now if the person, what's called, the monk or the bhikkhu who wants to reject the Upasambhata, he goes to a villager and tells, I reject the Dhamma. The villager can listen everything, but he can't understand what that monk means with that, I reject the Dhamma. So therefore now, that rejection is not valid.
Okay.
Because the other person, the villager, couldn't understand what the meaning of that is.
然后比方说有个比库特演化，然后他跑到村里边，跟村民反，说那个我舍弃法，他那个村民可能知道你这个词字面意思，然后你的意思说那个我舍弃法，但是他不理解，说你这个我舍弃法这意思是我要换这个意思。如果是这样的话，那还是不能算那个实际意义完成。
So the same way, now Piku, he knows English. And he goes to another person who is Muslim.
Okay.
He also, the Muslim also can understand English. And he tells in English, I reject the Buddha. And the Muslim is, can't, okay, he can understand English, but what is the meaning of rejecting the Buddha? What means the meaning of rejecting the Dhamma? There is no clue. Therefore, the Upasambhata of that people is not rejected. Because the Muslim couldn't understand the meaning of that. He couldn't understand what that people means by that.
张老师，那个，比如说那个，这个比库自己懂英语，然后他就跑到一个懂英语的穆斯林那儿说，那个用英语说，那个我舍弃法。但是这个穆斯林虽然懂英语，就是说他这个我舍弃法字面意思也懂，但是因为他是穆斯林，所以他根本不知道这法是什么东西，我舍弃法什么意思。那这样的话，其实也是实际还是不成立的。
This is just for you to warn that if you in the future want to reject the bhikkhuhood, don't make mistakes, no? So now, in the same way I give up the training, Sikan Pachakami. One should talk to a person, if one wants to reject the bhikkhuhood, one should talk to a person about whom one is quite sure that he is able to understand.
Mm-hmm.
If he tells, I renounce, I give up the training,
mm-hmm.
so the other person is capable to understand what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
然后所以说那个不仅说我舍利弗我舍一法我舍一僧还有那个我舍一戒这也是一样的他说就是不管怎样你在要决定要舍一法的时候你必须找一个你确定他能够理解你说的话什么意思的人就找他说这样才可以
他如果前面五种条件都满足，第六种条件的时后，当那个人事后就啊，原来他是想念还俗的意思，那个比库是还俗的吗？你说是事后才理解的，当时没有理解，事后理解。当时没有。嗯，so
he's asking that for example if you said I rejected the Dhamma to some person, that person at that moment he didn't understand, but afterwards. When he leaves that scenario, he understood. Oh, this means he gave up the training. So in this case, is this kind of procedure considered valid?
It's not valid actually because
not valid.
It may as well. The person actually who is a witness should clearly understand what the meaning of that is.
Immediately.
Maybe in the presence. It should be in the presence.
In the presence, okay.
Not after he... Because otherwise the monk, the bhikkhu who reject, does not know. Did that person understand? Did not understand?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, no. If it is already at the presence, of course, it is able that bhikkhu to understand.
Mm-hmm.
As well, to find out whether the witness understood or not.
Mm-hmm.
But after the witness goes away, so the bhikkhu has no evidence the witness understood it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the witness might be guessed in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the witness also is not sure. Did he mean to disrobe? Did he mean not to disrobe? What he means, reject the Dhamma?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the philosophical level, you can reject the Dhamma, on the philosophical level. There are some Buddhists, for example, that don't believe in rebirth. Don't believe in rebirth. Reject the Dhamma.
Okay.
Reject the Dhamma of rebirth.
Okay.
So then for now, maybe the witness might think, maybe on the philosophical level, but not so far as to understand that he wants to disrobe.
Mm-hmm.
For now, after, in the presence, during the presence, of course, this can be found out. But after the witness goes away, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, so then that doesn't count. It should be the presence where the understanding should take place.
这样说这个必须是当面理解才可以，就是当面他你两个人都还在场的时候，这个当面理解才可以。如果事后理解不算，就是如果你当面没有明确表示你理解，然后你事后才理解完，那对面那个比库他不知道你到底是理解还是不理解，所以是不能算。
Should be face to face.
对，必须是当面。
So he's asking that, preceding this procedure, can he ask the witness, do you understand what I said or not? Can he ask this kind of question?
Of course, he can ask. So, therefore now, this kind of wordings, this kind of sayings are very vague.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to give up Buddha Pachakami, Dhamma Pachakami, this can be also, cannot be clear. But the other ones, could start the other list, you consider me as a layman.
Okay.
You consider me as a lay devotee, you consider me as a samanera, like that. These are more clear. So therefore, it's better to use very clear terms, you know, understand. Now, you can also combine both together.
Okay.
I reject the Buddha, you may understand me that I'm disrobing. Then if you combine two together, it's much clearer. So instead of one.
前十四种的话，他说那个前十四种舍戒前十四种表达方式其实不是特别清楚。然后张老师刚刚讲的时候，就举一个例子，比方说你说我舍戒法， 那地方可能，对方可能怀疑你是在什么什么什么层什么样的地方，因为你可以在哲学层面设计的。比方说有些佛教说他不承认轮回转生这种教义，那这也算是在一种在哲学上设计法，但是它跟这个和华苏是两码事。所以说那个长老建议说，大家可以如果要舍弃的话，尽量采用后面八种那个舍弃方式，那就二十二那个后面二种以成为表达舍弃，这个是非常清楚的，请认为我是代言人等等等等。或者说如果那个就是说把前面十四种和后面八种结合起来。比方说你同时说我舍弃佛和那个承认我是在家里，这样会说的更清楚一些。
So if you tell, for example, I give up my preceptor. How the other person can understand, okay, you give up your preceptor, but, oh, I give up my teacher, Acharya.
Okay.
Now, your upasambhati is not based on Acharya, it's based on preceptor, for example. How the other person can understand that you want to destroy? Maybe the other person understand, okay, you want to keep this Acharya away, but you go to another monastery to get another Acharya. Not to destroy. Therefore, these terms are a little bit vague. And we have to understand according to the context. So then,
正好再给大家举个例子，比方说那个第九个，我舍弃阿舍离，那对方不是你，那如果你舍弃阿舍离的话，那对方可以理解成你舍弃这个阿舍离，你要你去另外一个，接受另外一个阿舍离，然后而且你的庇护身份也不是建立在阿舍离上面，所以说你如果只是说那个舍弃阿舍离的话，这个说法是非常模糊的，所以说建议大家使用尽量清楚一点说法。
So now these vague terms can be understood according to context. Now, for example, if two monks have discussion, okay, they have arguments. And then one monk becomes angry and tells the teacher, I've been ordained under, I don't want to have any more, I don't regard no value, I can't see any value on him as well. I completely renounce him. So the other monk understands that actually in the context they're talking, that the other monk understands, okay, now he wants to complete this work. Okay. But these vague terms depends on the context. Because there is arguments between monks, and then one monk tells, okay, I will renounce the teacher. Which gives a signal that, okay, I want to disrobe. So, therefore, even these vague terms, can be understood according to the context. But if you take them out of context, difficult to understand.
然后在正常过程中，一个比库他要反对自己戒师的意见，因为他在正常过程中他觉得戒师意见不对，他所以要反对自己戒师意见。那他所以他可能会说，啊，我舍弃自己戒师，我那个戒师对我来说没有任何意义了。但这个时候他其实他说这话时候他并不是想放弃，他就是在反对他戒师观点。然后但是这个时候另外一个犯人可能理解，你这是发俗了。所以说像这种比较模糊的说法会造成很多的这个混乱，而且像这个说法只有放在一个特定背景下才可以理解，就是你在那个背景下你才能理解它的意思，如果离开那个背景它的意思是不清楚的。
这样的话它算不算？
当然不算，没有心了。
Okay, therefore now we must know that bhikkhus who do like that, they have to be very clear if they want to be not to become parajikas. If they want to renounce the training, want to become layman, to go and have 600 gurus, so before making such a step, they should very clearly state what they actually that they want to destroy. They want to give up the training. They don't want to become bhikkhus anymore. And they should approach an appropriate person who is able to understand the intention. If not, they might become parajikas if they go and commit sexual intercourse.
所以说一个比库在那个决定不在家生活之前，他必须要去找一个能够理解他那个舍戒行为的人，一个能够清楚理解是舍戒行为的人，然后去找他入发舍戒。如果不这样做的话，他后面不在生活时可能犯巴拉西嘎，因为他那个是舍戒不入法，所以说到时候他比库上还在的话，那个再过在家生活就可能犯巴拉西嘎。
我们想问一下，如果只是表明磊落，然后没有舍戒的话，然后他在这个时候行于五法，然后我就想问两个问题：他行于五法以后，他身份是不是还是比库？ 第二个，如果他还是不护的话，他会犯了什么戒？
So he's asking that if a monk didn't give up his training, but he announced his dubarya, and after that he did sexual intercourse. So in such case, is there a pathological offense for him? If not, what is the offense for him?
Yes, now que se dubarya anika anavikatva, no? It says here again. That also goes underneath it. Dupaya Nivikatva means now, if he tells, for example, I can't be a recluse anymore. I can't be a monk anymore. That is his Dupaya.
Okay.
He does not tell Pachakami. He doesn't, I reject the Buddha, the Dhamma and Sangha. But he tells, I can't be a monk anymore. I can't live this life of a monk. So, and the other person understands, okay. This is not finished. That is also a way how to also to give up the basama.
Okay.
By telling, by using other terminology, other terminology that I can't be any monk. For example, asamano mandare. Asamano means you regard me not a monk. I can't be a monk.
So these eight ways are actually.
These calls can be used as dubalya.
Dubalya. Okay. Therefore, this dubalya is also. One way to give up the training, completely.
Yes.
Okay. 他说那个戒雷其实也是舍弃一种方式。比如说你那个，比如说你不直接说我谁僧，然后你这么说，我说，我是再也当不了了，然后你就是以我想还俗这个心说，我再也当不了了，那这个算那个。
我
再
什么？
我再也当不了了，这样。我再也当不了比丘，就是现在这样，我再也当不了比丘，然后就是以想换宿舍，说我再当不了比丘，这个就算表示戒雷，但是这个戒雷其实也是一种舍弃。还有就是说那个，他说，那二十二种表达方式里边的后面八种表达方式，也可以适度用来表达戒雷的。然后戒雷其实，如果你用那种方式表达戒雷之后，也等同于舍弃，所以说还是一样的。
So then the other things we can read by yourself, there are different topics, no? Patimokka and Pachakami. I give up the training groups, the Patimokka. Vinaya and Pachakami. These are just very vague terms, but as I told you, according to the context, can make sense. Make sense only according to the context. So then and the others also... Gishiman Darehi, please consider me Seleiman. These are more direct ones. You can read yourself, I don't want to repeat, because there are simple things to understand.
So he's asking that, for example, if a bhikkhu committed a paragical offense, and then after that he went to another monastery, another sima to become a samanera, and then he got, by conceding his previous paragical experience, he got upasampadaya.
Concealing?
Conceding his previous paragical offense.
Concealing?
Yes, conceding his previous paragical offense and to the monks in that monastery. And he got upasamada there. So in this case, is this upasamada considered valid? And what kind of offense occurred to the monks in that monastery?
Yes, not valid, because now I told you there are 13 People who are Papa Bhukala disqualified, no?
Yeah, yeah.
The Parajika always includes. That's called Parajika monk. Is included although the person who are disqualified. Even they get to Basamata, the Basamata is in there.
Okay.
Because Parajika means he, in this very life, he can't get to Basamata anymore.
Okay. So the monks in that monastery
also? That monastery also, you see, the monks who, in that monastery, they fall into offense. Look at offense.
Look at all of
the monks. Oh, Pajaya and the Acharyas and the bhikkhus who give them Basamata, all. Oh. Look at them.
他可以假装比库，但是比库身份是一直都不成立。就他自己认为他自己成立，但是另外一个寺院人也是因为他是比库，因为没人知道他以前的罗巴拉吉卡。对对对，是。Okay,
so now we will see the next what means to engage in sexual intercourse. Now, if he has not rejected the training, he has not rejected, shown his weaknesses. Now, if he engages in sexual intercourse, now, how to engage in sexual intercourse, that is the next what we are going to explore.
然后那个，这大家可以翻到那个疑惑度脱第34页。然后这张还是给大家解释，假如从事淫欲法。然后张还是给大家解释什么叫从事淫欲法。
So it says here also, sexual intercourse not only with humans, but even with animals. So then, this includes animals also. Here, the explanation is that in humans, let me see, there are many easy explanations.
Okay.
You know, it's 5 or 3 foot.
Only the 30 ways of
the right of humans. Okay. Now, regarding males, usually they have attraction to females, okay, and there are three kinds of females here,
okay,
human, non-human, and animal females.
张老师就是说这个行淫欲法的这个雌性可以分为三种，雌性的人、雌性的非人和雌性的畜生。
So, in order to commit sexual intercourse, so there are, you see, it is mixed up, no? This kind of, the Vienna was a little bit scattered there, so it's not some order. The proper order I'm looking at, they are not the order according to Kankavidharma, it is slightly different. What are the three magas? The three...
three magas means... Vajanu, Vinu, and Gaurav.
I think the... what is the table? Is any table?
Yes, there's a table. 30 class, no?
No, what is the number of the table?
Table 17. Table 17.
70?
Yes. 30 class of sexual intercourse.
Ah, right, right, ah, right, okay, yeah, definitely, yeah. Because I'm looking at this yellow. It's confusing. Okay, now, there are three entrances how one bhikkhu can insert his genital into the female organs, the female entrances. So, and these are called the mouth, the anus, or the vagina.
嗯，然后那个他说那个男性对女性性交可以通过三种道，就是大便道、小便道和口道。
So then, if a pico inserts his genital to the mouth of the female, just for sexual intercourse, mm-hmm. or into her anus or the vagina, mm-hmm. so he can commit, it's called a paratical sex.
他说那个，比库把自己生殖器插入这三个道的任何一种，都会犯白蜡金刚。
So this applies also to female males also.Now, males, they have no vagina, but they have mouth and anus.
对于雄性来说，如果是他是插入另一个雄性的大便道和口道，他也一样是那个犯巴拉西克。
So then, therefore, now we have here four factors for the sexual intercourse. You're going to go down in the four factors.、
Mm-hmm.
The effort must be there. So the picus sexual organ enters the other's mouth or anus or vagina.
然后大家可以看那个戒律考试大纲里边那个不净法的四要素。不净法的不那个戒律考试大纲里边那个不净法的四要素，第一条就是那个男根入女根，然后这个地方女根不一定是指那个小便道，它也可以指大便道或者那个。口道，然后即使只有芝麻血也算。
那这里是不是还要加一个男根？
嗯，
男根入男根。
啊，对，可以
还要加一个。
可以加。
So now the how much it can enter, how much, even to the area of a sesame seed, as called to cover the space of an area of sesame seed, just to touch one's organ.To the mouth, or to the anus, or to the vagina, to the extent of a sesame seed. That is good enough to fall into paraji.
他说这个，即使只碰触了有芝麻籽大小的那一片区域，也算犯巴拉金刚。
So that is the minimum requirement.
他说这是这个最小的限制。就是说，犯巴拉金刚最低限度的这个要求。
So the person with whom one makes sexual intercourse can be human or non-human, like deva, yak, or preta, or even animal.
然后这个地方对性可以是人、非人，也可以是动物，然后非人也可以包括那个天、恶鬼、夜叉。
So then, and awareness. Now, awareness is knowledge a person, the pico has, as called while committing this.He is not asleep or like that. He is completely awake and knows what he is doing.
就是犯巴拉金刚那个，还有第三个要素了之，就是犯巴拉金刚人他必须当时明确了之，他那个性交行为正在发生，就是他当时并不是在那个睡觉或者是昏迷。
Number four is consent. Consent means here, it's called that he mentally enjoys it.
然后第四是受乐，就是那个犯者之心必须受乐。
So therefore.There is an example of one bhikkhu who has been forced by his enemies to do sexual intercourse. And they inserted his penis into the vagina of a woman. But he didn't consent. He did not accept that. He did not enjoy that. In that case, he is not falling to paraja.
他说在那个例子里边有一个例子，就是说有一些青年那个强行把一个比库生殖器插入一个女人阴道里边，然后这因为在这个情形下，这个比库没有受乐，所以说不算巴拉西卡。
But there was a bhikkhu who enjoyed it, and he fell into paraji.
但是在同样的场合下，另外一个比库他是受乐了，他犯了巴拉西卡。
Therefore, the mental factor also plays a role.
所以说受乐这个心理因素是很重要的。
It's not only the physical aspect.
不仅仅是这个那个物理层面上。什么？
舍受，
这个苦受舍受，那就不是受乐了。
啊，那个，刚才我想问一下，这个受乐的这个词，动词的意思，是不是说我就是主动去享受才算受乐，而不是说我仅仅是身体的乐受？
因为他是说即使是被强迫的，他有可能在这个就是身受上他会有乐受，嗯，这个他是不能控制的，嗯，然后是不是说就是像这种我不能控制我的身体的乐受，这个是不是不算？是不是还是说我的我自己的理解这个受乐就是我主动的想去享受才算受乐，我不知道这理解这个对不对。
嗯， so he's asking that if there's only a pleasant physical feeling, is it considered as the mental consent is already given, or he has to with the clear intention of I want to enjoy it, then it is only considered consent. Even if the physical feeling is present, then the consent is already given. So he's asking the standard of consent.
Yes, now feeling is one thing, chetana is another thing.
Okay.
That's called, so then one, if one mentally rejects that feeling, it's not proper for monks to do like that.
Uh-huh.
One knows it's a pleasant feeling, but one arouses a sense of urgency that no, monks should not do that. I'm a bhikkhu, I should not enjoy such things.
Mm-hmm.
One mentally rejects it.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, of course, the chetana becomes more powerful than the vedana.
Uh-huh.
That's called the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
This is how one can counteract this feeling and so forth by wise reflection that I'm a bhikkhu, I should not do such things, so I should not enjoy this. So that is the volitions, the chetanas, if they arise, then one rejects it.
Uh-huh.
That's called, one does not accept it, does not consent.
Uh-huh.
This is what means consent, means welcome it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not consented, you don't welcome it.
Okay.
Although it is good, you don't welcome it.
Okay.
You think pleasant, but you don't welcome it. By arousing such thoughts that I am a bhikkhu, I should not do like this and so forth, it's not fitting for bhikkhus to do such things and so forth, then mentally one rejects and does not give his consent. Tells no, it's not good. So by arousing this kind of thoughts, one can can be free of paraja.
So what about equanimity without rejection and without welcoming? What about the equanimity without rejection and without welcoming?
Yeah, if you become passive means you just want to enjoy it.
Passiveness means
this is the time when you have to act. It's not to be passive.
Okay, so
passiveness shows under consent. So it's consent.
So he must be intentionally showing his rejection mentally.
Yes, he should mentally reject it, not consent to it.
Okay. 他说是这样的，那个学生张老师这么讲，说受是一回事，然后思是另外一回事。他说这个地方就不管你在受什么受，就是你在这个思上你必须明确的那个拒绝反对这个东西，就是我最后出现任务我不应该接受这个事情，而如果你不是这样的话，那可能就犯了。
So now this table, what is called number 17,
mm-hmm.
with the yellow color there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the yellow color is.
But anyway,
you don't have yellow color. You removed it. Okay, now here it says male and human, non-human, animal.
Mm-hmm.
Now here this according number 2 means males have 2 magas,
mm-hmm.
2 entrances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one it is the mouth and the anus,
mm-hmm.
and if it is human, non-humans also they have 2 entrances. Animals also 2 entrances, male animals,
mm-hmm.
and pandakas also is homosexuals. They have again 2 entrances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or they are human, non-human, or animal.
Mm-hmm.
But females have 3 entrances.
Mm-hmm.
What's called other here, human, non-human, or animals. That
mm-hmm.
means. The mouth, the anus, plus the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore now we have all together, it is a total of 30 entrances.
张老师那个给大家下面给大家解释那个表示器，就是那个这里块张老师表示器，然后他是一列一列给大家解释的，比方说那个第一列，普通男性，第一列是普通男性，那个他有两种道，一个是那个就可以用来你做性交的道。一个是那个大便道，一个是口道。那么这样的话，对于第一列第一列第一格，就是普通人类男性的话，它就是两种道。然后，普通非人男性也还是两种道。普通动物的男性的话也还是两种道。所以一共加起来是六种。然后，第二列是那个是男性黄门， 他那个那个这个男性方面情况和普和男性普通情况也是一样，他也只有两种，所以加起来也是六种。然后普通女性比普通男性就多出一个那个小便道，然后小便道的话，然后所以他就是普通人类女性就三种道，然后非人动物也一样，都是三种，所以加起来就是九种。然后女性阴阳人和普通女性一样，也是三个大便道、小便道、口道，然后非人动物也是一样，三种，这样的话加起来是九种，最后一共加起来有三十种道。
那个你那个考试大纲下面还有那个在表十七上面还有两个不进法的两种衍生过犯嘛？
啊，对，
这两个能不能让班里解释一下？我第二个是有疑义的，我觉得。
你有什么疑义？对，那这个时候在那个
与无生命的物体如玩偶性交为恶作。
对啊。
那故意出境仪式把伤肝泄杀了，你这个指责恶作啊性交？
性交不一定要出境，
对啊，
对啊，但是他就这个就很模糊了，这个
不模糊。你看那个绿绿绿里边有一个故事，你看绿绿的话
有故事
。
那第一个腐烂的尸体性交为土。
这个如果你看绿绿的话，它有更详细解释。那个他说是那个跟是那个
冲。
完全腐烂的，就不是就是说是那个大部分已经腐烂，还是说只腐烂一小部分，然后大部分都没腐烂。如果说大部分都没腐烂，比方说这个地方说的腐烂是大部分已经腐烂，如果是大部分还没腐烂的话，他那个跟腐烂那种性交还是那个什么腐烂其他。
这个就是说大部分腐烂，这个腐烂
还是粗罪对。
那那粗罪是那种七种过犯，
是七种过犯里边的。
粗罪到底是啥呀？
粗罪是七种过犯里边一种比巴拉奇还要轻，比巴拉奇还要轻，但是比巴西利亚要重。
是和那个三冠金啥比呢？
他比三冠金也要轻，因为三冠金他是需要那个什么那个出罪，需要别墅，需要马拉达的，那个土拉山也不需要，和巴西利亚差法是一样。
啊，就差一样一样。
对，直接差一样。
它的大概包括的内容是比较粗俗的，还是？
不是他。土拉差亚它只发生在那个什么，就是巴拉基格那个三个地线下里边的比较轻的过犯，你还发生这一条之下。比方说你像这个性交，你跟活人性交巴拉基格，跟一个腐烂尸体性交土拉差亚。再比方说那个巴拉基格第三条杀人，你如果杀人不人一刀杀死了巴拉基格，你没有杀死，但是杀伤重伤土拉差亚。
啊，他就是从那个
程度，
他就是区分出一个名词或者一个阶段的是吗？
程度，他是那个犯罪程度不同。
啊，但是他没有就专门的也就是说。
他没有专门独立的这条，
啊，
但不是，但是在巴蒂包卡里边没有专门，但是在那个什么，在大品消费里面，他也有独立的这条。
啊，
好。So they were asking about having sex with dolls.Why having sex with dolls is dukkha apatti? So I told him to read the Vinaya Pitaka because the stories are there.
So then, but this animal is a female animal? Mm-hmm. It's not dukkha. It's parasita.
Yeah, but they're asking about inanimate things, dolls like.
Huh?
Inanimate things means. Inanimate things.
Inanimate
things means like dolls, this kind of
doll, thing. Dolls.
Yes, dolls.
Right, dolls. I do dogs.
I told them to read the story because the stories are all there in the Vinipitaka. Dolls and other things.
Yeah, these are the...It is a crown of, for example, now there are dolls, they mimic female body, no? Female body, it is nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an object for sexual arousal.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual arousal. There is nobody there. And that is why even, how it's called, by inserting one's sexual organ,
mm-hmm.
into...One of these holes, for example, of a doll, in the mouth of a doll,
uh-huh.
in the vagina of a doll, something like that, that is all, that is dukkha, inanimate things.
他说因为这些玩偶这些东西，它没有生命，它不被视为实际的雌性，所以说你哪怕你把自己身体插入一个玩偶的那个嘴里边，或者说是那个生殖器里边，这都只是恶作。
我知道。
嗯，他现在就是口交算不算？就一个就比库，只有是就是说他没有用那个生殖器进行这种性接触。
你说是口对口？
一是口对口，二是口对男或女的生殖器，就是说提起这个人。对象就是说主动行为这个意愿这个人，他只用了他的口。
啊，我知道，我明白你的意思。So he's asking that, so for example, is a big sucking or kissing another sexual organ, whether a male sexual organ or female sexual organ. So what is the offense of that?
A bhikkhu is what? Doing what?
A bhikkhu is trying to suck.Or kiss another sexual organ with his mouth. So, what kind of offense is that?
Yes, that is also what's called parajika offense. With the mouth. Excuse me, it's not parajika. They belong to the dukkha offenses.
Dukkha
offenses. So, I understood the other way around because now there was a bhikkhu story in.我跟这里是杜克特芬，杜克特
芬。如果说，我说。
啊，
对。
So then, now there is another story which one monk he had a very flexible spine,、
mm-hmm.
and he will turn in such a way so that he will suck his own、
uh-huh.
penis into his mouth.
Okay.
So before he insert his own penis into his own mouth, he also fall to paralysis.
他说还有那种，他说别但是另外一种方式，比方说弱鸡者。弱鸡者，我这里边有写，就是说他那个脊柱非常软，他可以把自己的那个生殖器插到自己嘴里边，然后这个是他如果受了的话，也还是8-8钱。
So then, other thing is that now, there are pictures of females, for example, pictures. Now, I guess it may be in magazines or newspapers or some packages. You have female figures, no? All these figures also become anamas.Not to be touched. Not be to be touched. That's called, that is,
if touch dukkata, if touch is dukkata.
Is dukkata.
Okay. 他说如果现在有些报刊杂志上有一些那个上面画着女人的那个照片，或者那个这样的话，那这样的报刊杂志不应该去碰的，如果触碰的话会犯恶作。
啊，就是说手不能触碰，还是说眼睛触碰说不要沾也乐的。
So he's asking that they should not touch this kind of a magazine or newspaper with hands or any other things like with eyes looking at it.
Not eyes. I mean, now it's called to touch them and so forth. To
touch with body.
Yeah, to the body with the body.
用身体接触那个报刊杂志。
Except if one wants to remove them, for example, he has to take and remove. It is no problem.
除非你是想把那东西拿开。
就是看什么罪都不犯，碰了就是恶作，对吧？看不犯罪。
Only by looking at only by looking at those magazines or newspapers, that's not incur any offense. Only through touching.
They are called anamas. Anamas means not untouchables.
Okay.
Untouchable means not with the eye. It should be with the hand or with the body.
就像你说的一样，那个看。
那那个居士那个供养的肥皂的包装上有女人的照片问题。
So he's asking that now, for example, if you're going to Pinapat, this a lay people offer you a package of soap, and you can see photos of women on the package of the soap. So are you going to accept with your hand or not?
You don't touch the photograph, no. You don't touch the photograph. You don't put your finger and touch the photograph. You try to remove the photograph. If you want to remove it, it's different. It, by accident touch it is different. Now, for example, you want to touch the soap and by accident you touch the photograph.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, that does not include this dukkha offense, but it's just you deliberately touch it. Touch the photographs or like that, deliberately.
Deliberately, with the intention of getting a sexual score?
No, sexual, no. Just to enjoy the, what's called, you put your finger up on the sofa to enjoy whatever you want to enjoy.
Okay.
So then,
他说如果你不是故意的，你是想去只是想为了那个碰肥皂而碰到那个纸的话，那是没问题。但是如果说你是故意去碰那个纸上那个女人照片，那就是犯规。
哦，对，
So he's asking whether this is a satirical offense or not. This touching woman's photo. Is this
satirical?
You think?
So then, now here, Kanka Vetterling gives a summary. Does not give the Vinaya notes, don't give the summary. I tried to put something on the whiteboard.
The 17 kinds of characteristics or something, huh? 17 kinds of characteristics or something.
No, that is not. Let's see, I will put a figure. Okay, let's see, this is I put some square, okay? Testing it? Ah, it depends, okay. Just take that. Parajika offense to take place, we must have a magga. Magga means the entrance. Okay, I put a square. You can imagine whatever you like with the entrance, alright? We explain there are three entrances. That's called the mouth, the anus, and vagina. Mm-hmm. One of the three entrances. So for Parajika. Now this is one condition. Okay, we can tell them. For the Parajika, one condition is the entrance, the magga. We can tell there are three markers.
No.
Don't write that.
This is the
penis. This is the penis. This can be the anus, this can be
the
vagina. Three
markers. What's on penis?
One's on marker.
One's on marker?
One's on marker. I will explain.
Okay.
Explain that to you. For the paradigm defense, we have to have first a market entrance. So then we'll explain in different presentation about the sound.
Okay, I understand.
So, the mouth, the anus, or the vagina.
Okay. So should I write?
I explained already by that monk who had a very flexible spine, and he would insert his penis into his mouth.
然后别人自己到情况，我刚才已经举了一个例子，比方说弱脊的情况，就是说那个人的脊柱非常软，他把自己甚至插到自己嘴里边，这种情况下发生。
So then, of others is if others, what's called? This is a mark of others. A bhikkhu inserts his penis into the mark of others, of other people.
这个地方倒也可以指别人倒，比方说这个别人我自己甚至插入别人的人还是道理。也是关系的。
So then, now this marker can be concealed with a cloth, for example. A cloth, or unconcealed.Again, parajaka in the place.
Okay.这个道可以是有覆的，也可以是无覆的。有覆的意思，比方说他这个道拿一个布遮起来，没有覆就是完全裸露出来的。
So this marker can be also of a dead person, can be dead outside, no?Concealed of others, it can be dead person, not decomposed body,
not decomposed,
decomposed.That person is dead person. He inserts his penis into the marker of a conceit with cloth or unconceit of a dead person. It's paralytic offense. Of a not decomposed body, corpse. Or not, or it's called also. Also this, also they could paralytic.
Shall I write this? Less or equal to...Three-fourths
decomposed, that's what it means. One-fourth is not decomposed.
No,
but one-fourth is still not decomposed.
Okay, so that means...
Three-fourths means it is almost, as well, most of the body has been decomposed. Almost 70% has been decomposed, 30% is remaining.
Okay, so less than, what's called, less than, 75% is decomposed. Then you insert your kidneys, then it becomes part of the liver. But it's more than, but if it's more than 75%, and you insert your organ, it's only a total channel, right?
Yes, I mean.
Okay.这个地方道呢，可以是死人的道，然后这个死人又不这个如果说是泛巴拉鸡蛋的话，泛巴拉鸡蛋的话，这个死人指两种，一种是完全没有腐烂的尸体，另外一种是腐烂程度小于或等于75%的尸体，就是说如果对这种尸体你把你的那个身体稍微倒的话，还是泛巴拉鸡蛋，对，
75以上就是除罪。
除罪。
No, dulaja takes place if it is completely decomposed.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I think it's completely decomposed. So then that genital cannot be seen, cannot be discerned anymore.
Okay.
But if this all the genital is completely decomposed. Now we don't tell only the corpse, but these are all the genitals. No?
Uh-huh.
The mouth, for example, it is not not decomposed, or it is only half or more than, half, 3 or 4% of the body is not complete. The mouth, we mean about the organs, the mouth.
Oh, okay, so here this decomposed means actually mucus, no?
Yes, mucus, not corpse, no? You can put don't corpse.
Okay.
The mucus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this mucus means the mucus that you have the intention to insert it?
Insert it.
Okay.
It is the mouth, or the anus, or the vagina.
Uh-huh.
Decomposed or 75% decomposed.
他说这个地方是腐烂度，但看这个地方腐烂度是指你要插入那个道的腐烂度，比方说你要插的是嘴，那你这个地方的嘴的腐烂度小于等于75%，不是整个尸体，而是你要插入那个道，或者你要插的是，比方说是个肛门那个道，那你要看肛门那个地方的腐烂度是多少。
Okay, this is some. Therefore, now to become a paratika, these are all the cases. Even with dead bodies and decomposed bodies, one can become paratika.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the if that sexual the mouth of the other person or the vagina and so forth is covered with a cloth, one become paratika.
Uh-huh.
And then, even if one's own sexual organ, it is covered with cloth. One inserts into the vagina, on the mouth, and the anus, and so on, tries to insert it. So again, one can pick up that.
Okay. 他说这个地方有负啊，就是说可以是对方那个道是有负的，就是说你要插入那个道，它本身是有负的，这样让你插进去，把它这个。另外一种有负就是说对方那个道没有负，但是你自己那个生殖器官是有负的，然后你就一个有负生殖器官插进去，还是把它这个。
So in the place of touch, the place of touch should be about the sesame seed and the extent of the sesame seed.
然后接触面积这要有一个芝麻籽什么的。
Okay, now from this we understand that the Buddha, what he laid down, he was very serious about this sexual intercourse matter.
所以大家可以看到这个关于性交的了解和这个就是非常严肃。
So if we read the first paratika, you can see these all they're called some combinations.
Mm-hmm.
They're called chakkas in Pali. Chakkas.
Uh-huh.
Chakka means wheels. Who can cover all the possible cases how a monk can become paratika.
Uh-huh.
They are called chakkas. But you can translate combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Of all combinations,
possible combination how a person, a bhikkhu can become Parajika.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, these chakras enable one to understand that there is no loophole to find excuse, oh, because my sacra organ was covered with cloth, therefore I do not become Parajika. Because that corpse was decomposed, I do not become Parajika. There is no loophole to find that. The Buddha want to cover any loopholes for some monk to find excuses to tell I have not become Parajika.
大家看那个绿藏里边那个第一巴拉西卡那个直接因缘的话就是下面是有什么因缘翻的巴拉西卡那个因缘过去吧大家可以发现那个就是这个佛陀支教就是那个任何漏洞就是各种翻这些各种可能性都包括进去了不管是有腹无腹还是死舌等等全部都包括在里面那你查了你那什么古的就是说那个绿藏里面突击罗和有偷兰这是啥意思突击罗是恶作偷兰这是宿醉
So, alright, up to now we've explained the main points regarding the first Parajika, and I think we have already finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Finish it. If we have still some questions, we can ask. So, even if later, maybe 1 month later, you find something you don't understand, you ask. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can come back again and ask any questions. So up to the today, therefore, the first parajika has been finished. So the next we are going to explain is about 17 ways how we can judge the way an offense takes place, or offenses take place, by classifying into 17 I think what is Vinaya notes 17 ways of modes how offenses can take place,
Did
you explain? Did you find it?
Yes. Compatibility and Vinaya notes both.
Ah, okay. Very good. So these ways of analyzing the rules are helpful. So then, and it is used in Kanga Vitarani, in other commentaries also, in order to classify the what kind of category a certain offense takes place. And this is by body, speech, and mind, how you classify this or what, in order to identify. And one most helpful information you can get from this way as it is to find the factors, the facts of the offense. So in the end of its rule, usually countervailing other commentaries or sub-commentaries, they give the factors. 1, 2, 3, 4 factors, then you can really understand that, okay, did I fulfill these factors in order to fall into offense or not? So it is a very handful way to immediately go and judge whether you have fallen into offense or not.
他说这个十七要素分享，这是非常有帮助的。大家可以看到，就是在那个《尼霍杜托》这个注释书，以及其他的一些著说和附注里边，它基本上都是它都会采用十七要素分析法，而且这种分析法呢，它那个对我们比较有用的那方面就是，它会把这个犯戒要素列得非常清楚。一般来说，那个《尼霍杜托》它在解释某一下戒的时候，它会在最后就是十七要素分析法，给你列出这个犯戒需要里面那个。满足犯这条戒需要哪些要素？那么这样的话，你就非常便于你自己查阅。你到时候一对照这些要素，你可以知道自己是不是犯这条戒。
Now, Kangkawajeni put these 7 ways of analyzing rules in the very beginning, after finishing the first parajika, because we already have, as called, an example of an offense, which is the first parajika, and we'll try now to classify under which category this offense takes place. And then that is in the beginning for us a helpful way. So if we can judge one rule like that, which is, it becomes like a model, then you can judge all the other rules according to the same analysis.
这里盒大纲里面，这里盒大纲里面，这个实际要素分析法放在比较靠后的位置。那在《疑惑的错》里边，就是在第一巴拉基卡里边，他就已经开始解释这个。他说这个是因为，就是作为第一巴拉基卡来讲，就是一个很好的用实际要素分析法的一个例子。如果说我们在这个地方就是用这种分析方法，就能够分析这个基卡的话，那么我们以后就有了这么一个模板，知道以后怎样用实际要素分析法来分析其他的基。
Now this classification or this analysis does not come from the commentaries. It comes from the last book of Vinaya Pitaka, it's called Parivarapada.
而这个实际要素分析法实际上也不是那个注释书里边首创的，它是在那个律藏里边附随就已经有了。
So, if one goes and see the Parivara Pali, all the rules are classified into this classification. It starts from Nidana, for example. Nidana, it is the, if you see examples, no, the place or the background where the rule.It's been formulated. It's been laid down.
他说那个，如果你去看律藏里面那个附随的话，你会发现他那个，他会对每条戒都列出个实际要素分析表，然后那个这个实际要素分析表一般是从因缘开始，就实际要素里边第一种要素因缘开始，然后这个地方的因缘是指知戒的那个地方，知戒的场所。
Now in the case of the first parajika, the place was in Rajagaha.
就是在第一巴拉基卡里边，这个因缘就是它直接场所是那个王舍城。
So and then number two it is the Buggala, the person who committed, the first person who committed a parajika rule or any other who transgressed, committed any offense.
然后这个地方呢，说第二个要素人就是指那个。触犯者，就这条戒触犯者，就是这条戒当时因为谁犯了这条戒而直接的。
Now in the case of first parajika, it was Sudina.
他说那个，就在第一巴拉西卡里边，在第一巴拉西卡里边，那个这个人的名字按照那个南山阳寺律藏里边翻译叫做这个须田那迦南陀子。
Now you must know the story of Sudina. I don't know whether you have read it.
那个，这张老师，大家需要知道这个第一巴拉基卡这个故事，你们都读了没？对吧？这个读了。So I think at least some of them have already read that story, Sudina's story.
Yeah, Sudina was actually a good monk, but he has been trapped by his family. And you must be also careful not to be trapped.
是那个续种的故事，
对，就那个续种的故事。大家都知道这个故事，对，有没有人不知道这个故事 ？They all know the story.
That's why I'm telling you. I tell him, Sudina was a good monk. He had been trapped by his family. Therefore,you must also be careful not to be trapped by your own family.
他说这个西藏加拉特子上是好比过，但是他被他的那个。家人引到陷阱里，所以说希望大家这样，希望大家也注意，不要被自己的家人引到那个陷阱里。
So, what is time now? It's 4 o'clock. No? Mm-hmm. We will continue in the night. 7:30. We will continue. We will tell the other points. Explain, no? And maybe we'll go to the second parajikol. Therefore now, in the meantime, you have time. You can also read the second parajika a little bit.
In the Kankavedarin,
Vina notes. If you have time, you can go and read a little bit, no? To be prepared.
Okay.
7:30, we will also cover the second parajikol.